The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. What's up, everyone? Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Ball is Life. I'm joined today by the one and only Haley Stewart. Haley is a sophomore here at Dominican University of California. She's a member of the women's basketball team here and is majoring in nursing, which, as some of you know, is not an easy thing to do while being a student athlete. Haley is originally from Union City and graduated from Woodside High School. Haley just found out today she tore her ACL, her lateral meniscus, her medial meniscus, and sprained her MCL. This is tough news to hear as a sophomore because you're about to make that transition into being an upperclassman and a leader. So, I brought her here today to talk a little bit about what's going through her head and how she's going to start planning for the future and what's going to happen after coming back after her surgery. So, Haley, how did it feel to receive that news today?
It was very shocking. I couldn't really think through the things that were going through my head. Like, I just felt like, is this the end? Like, what's it gonna be like in the long run to my road to recovery? Will I be able to make it in time within my next year going into junior year? A lot of things were going through my mind, and still at this very moment, I'm still trying to process everything that's happened getting that phone call from the doctor.
Yeah, that was probably super tough, you know. Started out as a regular day with you just kind of being at practice. You know, you were hurt already. We already knew you were hurt, but it didn't even cross our minds that this might be a serious injury to the point where you wouldn't be able to continue the rest of the season. So that's tough. Like, it started out as a normal day and ended with really bad news. And, you know, speaking from experience, I know that that's really hard to hear, you know, so just know that we got you, Haley. With that being said, though, what is the plan going forward as far as academics and athletic career?
My plan going forward is to make sure that I stay in communication with my teachers. My teachers here at Dominican are very supportive, and they are, you know, asking me questions, trying to make sure that I am going to be able to succeed by the end of the semester. They want to make sure that I'm going to be all right, knowing that I'm about to go through the surgery. Just to make sure that I stay up to date with my classwork, make sure that I get into rehab as soon as surgery is over, and just really make sure that I am keeping myself in a positive mindset and not getting down, because this is not the end.
You know, you brought up how your teachers have been super supportive and you're staying in constant communication with them. That brings me to my follow-up question. Do you feel like this is going to affect your life as a student, not only in the classroom, but as far as social life and getting to really connect with everyone else here at Dominican?
Definitely, it's going to affect me in the long run. Just knowing that you have to speak up. This is a time where it's going to be hard, but the only way we're going to get through this is if I, you know, stay in contact, whether it's with my teammates, my teachers, and people who are going to help me and support me. Because, you know, let's be honest, if I don't say anything, how are they going to know that I'm doing okay in the classroom or outside of the classroom? You know, you have to speak up. And if there's something that's concerning you, then that's your go time to talk to your teachers, making sure that you're going to get you're going to combat that problem.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, definitely being someone who has been injured before, it's important to reach out and let people know that there's something going on, you know, let them know that you need help. Like, I remember before she even got this news, I came up here after going home just for a few days, and she's kind of limping around on a crutch, trying to carry all her stuff and do things on her own. And I remember thinking, like, you know, I know Haley, she's a very stubborn person and she's not going to ask for help right away. So I kind of took that initiative, which not a lot of people do. And I was like, hey, Haley, like, do you need some help? And bam, I blinked and I was doing her laundry and making her dinner. And, you know, and that's something for me as a teammate, I don't mind doing that, you know, but I'm also a person that's very observant and I notice things like that, but a lot of people won't. And I could tell there was some frustration too, because there was a lot of our teammates here at the house that we're living at, and they didn't notice it as easily as I did. You know, I had walked in the door for 5 minutes and I noticed that she needed some help. But you know, when you have other teammates that are dealing with their own academic stress and their own athletic stress, it's hard for people to kind of get out of their own mind and their own bubble and really realize that there's someone else struggling. So it's really important for yourself as a student athlete and someone who just found out this news that you really reach out. And that doesn't just go for Haley, that goes for anyone out here watching that's injured right now. Make sure you reach out. You know, I know you might want to be prideful and you don't want to really let people know that you're struggling, but it is important. But that brings me to a really good question that might be a little bit hard for you to answer since you just found out, but how does this stray away from the initial plans you had before you found out that this was an injury that is gonna take a very long process to recover from?
It is a question that's hard for me to answer, but what I can say is this is definitely gonna help me learn how to when you look at life is hard. You're not always going to get what you want, and this is what I see: an injury that has been brought to me or given to me that I now have to reroute my path going into sophomore year. It's not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. It's going to allow me to grow as a person and learn how to it's going to learn how to overcome challenges that we're all gonna have to face, whether it's job related, school related. This is just an obstacle that I'm gonna have to learn how to, you know, overcome. And that's okay. It's gonna make me a strong person is all it's gonna do.
Yeah, I hear that. You know, it may get hard sometimes, but it definitely is important for you to see that this is all kind of like a learning experience and it's a lesson. And with everything bad, there's something good. You know, you get a really, I hate to say, a good experience out of it, because you know, obviously this is tough, but you know, like you said, you get to grow and you get to reflect and you get to get a lot of mental reps going into your junior year, you being a sophomore right now. So you know, it really helps. So when you first got injured, I know that I heard you on the phone a lot with your mom, so I don't know. But now knowing this news, you know, are they still just as supportive, if not more?
Very, very supportive parents I have, yes. We still stay in contact to this very second. In fact, I am about to go home right now because I do have an appointment to see my doctor to make an appointment up for my surgery. If it wasn't for my mother, I probably would not be having this appointment tomorrow at 4 p.m. So I'm very, very proud to have supportive parents.
Yeah, and you know, I stress it a lot on this channel. We talk about it a lot in every single episode. You know, support from parents is very, very important, especially with when injuries are involved. You know, there's regular old burnout, and then there's burnout plus an injury. It's kind of like you get a double whammy. So I think it's very important that parents stay connected with their kids, and I love to hear that your parents are still supportive. How about the coaches? Are the coaches super supportive, trainers? What are they doing to kind of guide you through this time?
They are very supportive. They're just doing a lot of, they're trying to make me not use the crutches. Right now I'm in the process where I can walk without the crutches. The ways that the trainers have been very supportive is by doing daily rehab, which is trying to get that mobility in my left leg, and there's been a lot of improvement in that. I could say with support coming from my own coach, there's been a lot of support in that. We've been communicating back and forth a lot, I'm trying to make him stay update with what's going on between me and my physician. He's gonna be here to support me. Everyone at Dominican that I'm probably in contact with, I really don't have a problem with lack of support from my coach or my trainers.
Have they been doing anything specifically that has to do with kind of, you know, mental health? Have they been giving you any support in that aspect? Because, you know, as an athlete, we are more susceptible to mental illness and mental health issues. And when something like this occurs, I like to stress that it's very important for coaches to educate their students and encourage their students to get mental health help when necessary. So do you think that they're doing a good job in that department, or do you think that there could be just a little bit more improvement? What are your thoughts on that?
Good question. Good for bringing that up. My coach, he's very big on health first and then your sport second. When it comes to, your mental health, he's very important on that. He's been stressing to me, letting me know that, you know, your health comes first, mental health. My trainers, they tell me not to look down and not to look down physically, because they've kind of been seeing for a while that I've been looking pretty sad. And when they catch me looking sad, they tell me to keep turn that frown upside down. Just really trying to make me stay positive even when I do get down, because it can get hard when you're on your own dealing with this. So having people around can help.
Yeah, and that, honestly, that you couldn't have said it best. Like, our department, we've been blessed with a very great athletic department where we do have a lot of resources and we do have a lot of support. So it's just all, it's kind of, they make it so the ball is in our court, and if we don't pick it up and hit it, then that's on us, you know? How about teammates? You know, I know that not every person on the team knows yet. You know, you haven't sent that nail-biting text that people usually send after they find out news like this, but so far with the teammates that you have told, do you feel that same support, if not more, that you're getting from your coaches and your parents?
It's kind of hard for me to answer this. Yes and no. I just think, you know, as all you can do as a teammate is, you know, send your condolences out. But, you know, when you're dealing with the trainers and maybe the coach, you know, they're really the ones that are pushing you, making sure that you're getting better each and every day. I mean, that's just from what I'm witnessing right now. A lot of my teammates have sent their condolences. I mean, it's still very early on, you know, hearing the news about, you know, my torn leg. But, I'm definitely I'm getting support, but physically support from the trainers more.
Yeah, so you just feel like, you know, you're getting that support from your coaches and the trainers, but you feel like there could be a little bit more support from your teammates as well. Yeah, no, that's completely understandable. You know, we've all been there where it's like they send a text here and there, but sometimes it takes a little bit more. Sometimes it takes someone coming over and like, hey, you want to watch a movie, or do you need some help with something? You know, it goes as far as that. But with that being said, thank you, Haley, for joining us tonight. That was really brave of you to come on here after just hearing this news a couple hours ago and share your experience and share what's going on with you. So I thank you for that. Thank you guys for tuning into tonight. I hope you enjoyed, Haley as much as I did. You know, she really makes me smile, especially when she's being so positive. So that's great. We will see you guys next week for our episode 9.
This podcast has been created by the students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening to another episode of Ball is Life, where we look into an athlete's mind beyond the ball. See you next week.